This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And before I get started, thank you for all of you who wrote me about the Hank Jones part of the program, liking it. I appreciate that. Isom Jones today, band leader, tenor saxophone player, and much more importantly, arranger. That is, putting all of the instruments together on a piece of manuscript paper so that they can read them and then produce sound that you hear when you buy a 10-inch 78 record, at least back in the early days. His band was from the early 20s and through the 30s primarily. I chose two from 1929 and one from 1930. All of these arranged by Jones, and all of them, except the last one, written by him. The vocalist for the first two is Frank Silvano, and the vocalist for the last one is Eddie Stone, who also played violin in the band. Isom Jones, 1929 and 30.
Of the weeping willow trees seems they're bringing you the song of the blues. That whippoorwill upon the hill, that lonesome call when all the world is still, seems it's singing you the song of the blues. That peaceful river flowing down to the sea, the stars that twinkle way up high, all croon one tune the same blue melody, just a weary lullaby. That haunting strain creeps in your brain, you'll never lose it till you're home again. You'll be clinging to the song of the blues. Thank you. I'm just upside down when you're around. And all of the time, I find that I'm feeling that way. It's only your fault, who can I blame? I turn somersaults, I'm not the same. For since that first time, you know that I'm feeling that way. I'm having my fling, funniest thing. Spin like a top, don't want to stop. Before I detour, tell me that you're feeling that way too. For I've got a dog, I've got a cat, and I've got the price of a cute flat. Just say it's okay, then every day we'll be feeling that way.
Thank you.
Isom Jones and his orchestra, two from 1929 and one from 1930 for Brunswick Records, recorded in Chicago. Two by Jones, Song of the Blues, lyric by Bernie Grossman, and Feeling That Way, lyric by Charlie Newman, both sung by Frank Silvano, and fine trombone work in there by Jack Jenny, who would be a band leader in his own way a decade or so later. And then Miss Hannah, written by Don Redman and John Nesbitt, with trumpet solo by Chelsea Queeley, vocal by Eddie Stone, as I said, played violin in the band, and arranged by Jones, Isom Jones, for his orchestra. Quite a magnificent piece of work, by the way. Leading into what would be in the swing era, examples of what to do when you have only 3 minutes to do it in. That's one side of a 10-inch 78 RPM record. Isom Jones right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now from Isom Jones to Jimmy Jones, piano player, who in the 40s and 50s was all over the place doing his wonderful work at the keyboard, assisting and sitting in once in a while for the likes of Duke Ellington and others. First of all, from 1945, as recorded by HRS Records, that's Hot Record Society, he's playing in Sandy Williams' Big Eight, Williams' trombonist. Joe Thomas plays the trumpet in the band, Johnny Hodges, alto, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Jimmy Jones, our guest, plays the piano, Brick Fliegel on guitar, that's his name, Sid Weiss, bass, and Shelly Mann out of L.A. playing the drums. We will hear Mountain Air, After Hours on Dream Street, and Chili Con Carne. Jimmy Jones playing his piano in Sandy Williams' Big 8 for Hot Record Society. 1945, we heard Mountain Air, a beauty written by the guitarist Brick Fliegel called After Hours on Dream Street, and Harry Carney writing something for himself called Chili Con Carney. A nice pun there. Joe Thomas, trumpet, Sandy on his trombone, Johnny Hodges, alto, Harry Carney, baritone sax, Jimmy Jones, piano, Brick Fliegel on guitar, Sid Weiss, bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... because of Jimmy Jones' work in bands like Sandy Williams' Big 8, he was given a contract by HRS Records for his own Big 8. In 1946, he did this. Harry Carney's Old Juice on the Loose and Irene Higginbotham's A Woman's Got a Right to Change Her Mind. Jimmy Jones, Big 8, 1946 for Hot Record Society. Harry Carney's Old Juice on the Loose. And Irene Higginbotham's beautiful A Woman's Got a Right to Change Her Mind. Joe Thomas again here on trumpet. Lawrence Brown playing the trombone. Oda Hardwick on alto. Ted Nash on tenor sax. Harry Carney, baritone saxophone. Jimmy Jones, piano, Billy Taylor, string bass, and Shelly Mann, right there on the drums. In August of 47, HRS approached Jimmy Jones again and said, let's do a quartet. So Jimmy chose Al Hall to play the bass, Denzel Best to play the drums, and Bud Johnson to play his tenor saxophone.
Oh.
famous composer Jimmy Jones and his Big Four for HRS Records, August 1947. All the compositions by him. Bud Johnson played the tenor, Jones piano, Al Hall bass, Denzel Bass drums. Sunnyside, Strollin' Easy, Keeping Up with Joneses, and Weta. Jimmy Jones. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... Now, Joe Jones. That's J-O. Great drummer. Known for his work with Count Basie, as he should be. And it's pretty hard to decide on someone like Joe Jones what to bring, what not to bring, and so on. So I decided I would start with the Jones Smith Incorporated, which recorded for Vocalion Records in Chicago, November 1939. The Jones of the Jones Smith is Joe Jones, and the Smith is Tatty Smith. Carl Tatty Smith was asked to come in and sit in for Buck Clayton, who had to be elsewhere, and to play his trumpet, and so he did. Lester Young, tenor saxophone, bassy piano, Walter Page on the bass, and Joe Jones on the drums, Jimmy Rushing when you hear a voice singing. We will hear Shoeshine Boy by Saul Chaplin, Evening by High White and Mitchell Parrish, Boogie Woogie by Pine Top Smith, and Lady Be Good by George Gershwin.
Thank you. when you find me, must you always remind me that my gal is gone for a evening? Can't you see I'm deep in your power? Every minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows fall on the wall. That's the time I miss your kisses most of all. Even though I sigh, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone. Even though I sigh, how can I go on? Take me evening, let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone. Thank you.
Jones Smith Incorporated in Chicago in November of 1939 for Vocalion Records. And that means Joe Jones on drums and Carl Tatty Smith playing the trumpet, Count Basie piano, Lester Young tenor saxophone, Walter Page on bass, Joe Jones, our alphabetical person, on the drums, as I said, and Jimmy Rushing doing some singing. And introducing everybody, I think, to the listening public. I had several interviews with some musicians who back then bought those records and wore them out and bought them again. And it was something to hear because Lester Young, among others, was sounding so different from some of the tenor sax solo, tenor sax styles, excuse me. And that's what it's supposed to be about. You got your style, I got mine. Shoeshine Boy, Evening, Boogie Woogie, and Lady Be Good. 1939. Jones Smith Incorporated. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to push a button here just to get on to the next thing I recorded at home. As I said, it was difficult to choose someone like, to bring someone like Joe Jones here because he is all over the place and so many beautiful things done with Basie for so many years. But I thought of the Jones Smith Incorporated. That's the beginning. And I don't play as many as I would like to of On the Job. What that means is a recording made as a broadcast, an air shot. CBS, for example, did this one at the famous Door on 52nd Street. 52nd Street, a couple blocks in 52nd Street, New York City, were famous for, I don't know how many clubs, a dozen or so. And in 1938, they put a wire into the famous Door and broadcast from there Count Basie's band. And it's something. Now, if you're going to dance to this, I suggest you move the furniture way back, all the glass stuff, you know, the lights, whatever. Here's Joe Jones on drums and Count Basie and his orchestra on the job at the famous Door, 1938. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. It's been another session of Famous Door Swing put on by Count Basie and his orchestra and brought to you by CBS from the Famous Door on 52nd Street in New York City. Charles Arlington speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. the famous door on 52nd Street in Old Gotham Town, Columbia has presented the music of Count Basie and his orchestra.
Pata.
On the Job with the Count Basie Orchestra and Joe Jones drumming. A CBS broadcast from the famous Door on 52nd Street in New York City, 1938. We heard Nagasaki by Harry Warren, Doggin' Around by Edgar Battle and Herschel Evans, 1 o'clock Jump by Basie, Indiana by James F. Hanley, Out the Window by Eddie Durham, Wo-ta-ta by Eddie Durham, and Love of My Life by Teddy Pell and Lenny Whitcup. The band. Now, I want you to know that these places on 52nd Street, the two blocks I was talking about, are narrow and long. The bar along one side and the bandstand at the end, and a little dance floor and tables all over the place. The stage where the band is like about the size of a breakfast nook, to get the idea, okay? And here are all the players. Ed Lewis, Buck Clayton, and Harry Sweets Edison, trumpet. Benny Morton, Dan Miner, and Dickie Wells, trombones. Earl Warren, alto saxophone. Jack Washington, baritone saxophone. Lester Young and Herschel Evans, clarinets and tenor saxophones. Basie at the piano. Freddie Green, guitar. Walter Page, bass, and Joe Jones on the drums with the vocal of Helen Humes. A CBS broadcast from the famous Door with Joe Jones playing his heart out on the drums with Count Basie and his orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from the final chapter of Joe Jones is a quartet in November 38. That means Count Basie piano, Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones drums. For Decca Records, here they are. the All-American Rhythm Section, as it was known. Count Basie, Freddie Green, Walter Page, and Joe Jones. That's piano, guitar, bass, and drums, respectively. For Decca Records, in November of 1938, The Dirty Dozens by Rufus Speckled Red Perryman, Hey Lordy Mama by Charlie Reed, and The Fives by Chicago pianist and composer Richard M. Jones. Joe Jones playing the drums with Count Basie as he did so magnificently. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 4th Annual Reno Tahoe Blues Festival, August 16th and 17th at Rancho San Rafael. The blues lineup includes Gladys Knight and the Whispers, Johnny Lang, Mavis Staples, and many more. Further information on hotels, tickets, and lineup is available at RenoTahoeBluesFest.com.
From Joe Jones now to Maggie Jones, vocalist, poet, torn soul, all of that. The music that the women that I play from this time is not something that's selling. It was not trying to be sold. There wasn't a marketplace, really, as it is today. What was here was human experience, and there's a difference, and you can hear it. Not only that, but backing Maggie Jones is Louis Armstrong, who was just getting started playing his cornet, and his boss, piano player, band leader Fletcher Henderson, is here on piano. This is one session that was done in December 1924 for Columbia Records. Here for you from me is Maggie Jones.
Thank you. to the jailer who turned the key on me. When I got through feeding him, he said, "Girl, you're free. Anybody here wanna try my cabbage? Come step this way."
Yeah.
Maggie Jones singing 1924 for Columbia Records, one session in December of that year with Louis Armstrong on cornet and his boss band leader Fletcher Henderson at the piano. Everybody doing beautifully. Poorhouse Blues, Anybody Here Want to Try My Cabbage, Thunderstorm Blues, If I Lose, Let Me Lose, Screamin' the Blues, written by Maggie Jones, and Good Time Flat Blues, her big hit at that time. It seemed to touch people more than the others, I think. And a big sale in those days would be 50,000 records. Hardly anything compared to today, but a lot. Record was a buck, something like that. In 1954, Claire Austin, who then was hanging around these parts, made a record with Kid Ory trombone, Don Ewell piano, Ed Garland bass, Minor Hall drums, and for Good Time Jazz Records. And Claire Austin in the liner notes mentioned the effect that Good Time Flat Blues sung by Maggie Jones was to her career, and she wanted to sing it in memory of Maggie Jones. And so here is that version. Claire Austin, 1954, Good Time Flat Blues.
Thank you.
honor of Maggie Jones, that was Claire Austin, 1954 for Good Time Jazz Records, and her version of Good Time Flat Blues. Trombonist Kid Ory, on the piano Don Yule, bass player Ed Garland, and Minor Hall on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and all that jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Now, from Maggie Jones to Philly Joe Jones, from Philadelphia, of course, great drummer. Here he is with his own band, 1959 for Riverside Records. We will hear his composition, Blue Gwyn, and Benny Golson's Stablemates. drummer Philly Joe Jones and his orchestra. 1959 for Riverside Records, his own composition Blue Gwyn, and Benny Golson's stablemates. Members of the ensemble, the artists. Lee Morgan, who soloed on Blue Gwyn, and Blue Mitchell, who soloed on stablemates, played trumpets. Curtis Fuller, trombone. Herbie Mann, flute and piccolo. Cannonball Adderley, alto saxophone. Benny Golson, tenor. Sahib Shahab, baritone saxophone. Wynton Kelly, piano. Sam Jones, bass. And Philly Joe Jones on the drums, 1959. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from... First time that I got in touch with Philly Joe Jones was listening to Miles Davis in the 1950s, and so I brought a couple from that time, from October 1955, the Columbia issues. Miles trumpet and John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe on drums. We will hear two bass hit written by John Lewis and Dizzy Gillespie, and Charlie Parker's composition based on I Got Rhythm, A Lucha. Wiley, Joe Jones at the drums with the Miles Davis Quintet of October 1955 for Columbia. We heard two bass hit and Alucha. Miles playing trumpet and John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe on the drums right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from now to Quincy Jones and a lot done and a lot that hasn't been played by him. He's been awarded all kinds of wonderful things and did some brilliant arranging early on. I brought some material from ABC Paramount Records in 1956, early in his career. His arrangements, his orchestra, here's Quincy Jones.
Thank you.
some early Quincy Jones and his orchestra in 1956 for ABC Paramount Records. And Quincy's arrangement of Walkin' by Richard Carpenter and A Sleeping Bee, written by Harold Arlen and Truman Capote. Walkin' and A Sleeping Bee and Quincy Jones right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from...
Thank you.
Jones and his orchestra, 1956 for ABC Paramount Records. Two original compositions and arrangements. Evening in Paris and Stockholm, Sweden. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz. A community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.